This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Cloudy sky, 75 degrees. The festivities continue in Milwaukee on day three of the Republican National Convention.
Thousands of people here in Milwaukee chanting fight as former President Donald Trump made another appearance here days after surviving an assassin's bullet.
I have seen this man dragged through hell and back, in and out of courtrooms, indictments, impeachments, mugshots, and even an assassination attempt. And yet, he has never backed down.
The former president's daughter-in-law, RNC co-chair Lara Trump, the keynote speaker Tuesday. Today, on day three of the RNC, expect a full lineup, including a speech from the first millennial to join a presidential ticket, vice presidential nominee Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, with a theme, Make America Strong, once again. At the RNC in Milwaukee, Jeff Manosso, Fox News.
At Tuesday's Wichita City Council meeting, City Manager Robert Layton presented the proposed 2025 budget.
Layton says the $763 million budget will prioritize crime prevention, pavement maintenance, economic development, and housing insecurity. The budget is balanced in 2025. However, the city projects a $3.6 million deficit by 2026, increasing to $10.2 million by 2028. Councilmember Brandon Johnson suggested an increase in the mill levy by 1 to 2 mills to help with the projected shortfall. Councilmember J.B. Johnston disagreed.
Property tax increases have been significant the last 2 years. I don't see a need for an increase in the mill levy. People are worried about property taxes going up significantly year over year.
A sales tax increase could also be a possibility. However, Layton and Councilmember Becky Tuttle voiced concerns with that tax funding non-capital improvement items. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichitans will have three additional public hearings to voice their feelings on the budget next month, with the final hearing and budget adoption slated for August 20th. At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will consider a proposed budget for next year. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News they're looking at a spending plan of more than $590,000.
There's a lot going on in Sedgwick County, a lot of needs, public safety needs, but there's also a lot of pressure in regards to property taxes. So this line item on budget discussion, I'm certain will be pretty, it's going to be great discussion amongst the commission. As to what it is that we plan to do after Manager Stoltz presented his recommended budget last week. We have 5 weeks now as commissioners to kind of mold this thing the way we want to see it.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. Thunderstorms late Monday into Tuesday morning affected parts of north central Kansas. The National Weather Service reported wind gusts in excess of 90 miles per hour in Russell County. The winds flipped campers at Wilson Lake and down to tree limbs and power poles. Saline County Sheriff Andy Vanderbidge says darkness added to the dangerous situation.
Stuff that you would see in the daylight hours, you're not always going to see at night, so that's always a challenge to take a little bit more caution, get there as quickly as you can, as safely as you can, but also it slows you down just a little bit to make sure that you're not going into those obstacles and stuff.
No injuries are reported from those storms. A teenage boy has been arrested, suspected of shooting in Wichita's Old Town Monday night at Douglas and St. Francis when officers were called to a disturbance. A 64-year-old man was found with a gunshot wound near Douglas and Broadway. Investigators say the man and his wife had been walking in the area of Nasker Park when they got into an argument with a group of people. A 15-year-old allegedly shot the man before running away. The juvenile was taken into custody and booked on suspicion of aggravated battery and attempted murder. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. A Topeka man was sentenced Tuesday to 25 years in prison for charges related to drug trafficking and illegal firearms. 33-year-old Christian Woodruff pleaded guilty to one count of possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine and one count of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Speaking at an event in Las Vegas, Nevada, President Joe Biden announced a new proposal that would require corporate landlords nationwide to cap rent increases.
We're going to cap rent increases at no more than 5% a year. Period. We're letting them know if they abuse the system, you'll lose valuable federal tax breaks.
This would take effect for 2 years and only applies to units that have already been built. Federal investigators are looking into a small plane crash east of Washington, D.C.
Authorities are blaming engine failure after a twin Cessna crashed into a river near Easton, Maryland, Tuesday morning. State Police spokeswoman Elena Russo says the pilot was killed. He was the only one on board.
We have divers from the Anne Arundel County Fire Department who were on the scene and were able to recover the victim.
An autopsy is planned. The plane is owned by the University Research Foundation, a group that does environmental testing based in Greenbelt, Maryland. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A new Fox poll indicates that a majority of Americans disapprove of the Supreme Court.
Only 38% of those responding in the poll approve of the Supreme Court's performance, with 60% disapproving. That is down 3 points from April of 2023 and a big drop from a record high of 58% in March of 2017. 56% disapproved of the court's July 1st ruling, stating that former presidents are immune for official actions taken while in office, including 82% of Democrats and 68% of independents, but just 27% of Republicans. 83% believe partisanship plays a factor in Supreme Court rulings, and 81% favor a mandatory retirement age for justices. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The poll was taken last week between July 7th and July 10th. KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
We do have some showers in the area, kind of passing through here. Right now, Wichita area fairly dry. Andover might just have had some places where some showers went through. And south of Wichita, Hayesville and Derby area might be getting a little bit of rain right now. And we've got something to the north and west of Wichita as well, but this is all very spotty and, for the most part, mostly going to miss the Wichita area. So the roadway is probably not wet and slippery everywhere, but you may see it here and there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Enjoy sweet heat relief today. Now, it's still going to be warm with a high of 87, but definitely not as hot as the last couple of days. Mostly to partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of an early shower or storm. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
And now a cloudy sky, 76 degrees, northeast wind at 12 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:12 now. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hi there.
Interesting radar. I mean, the rain, we have had some rain this morning. Not a lot, but still some spotty showers, as Jad said, in the area. It's like a little spot northwest of town, maybe. Anyway, it's all mostly to southeast Kansas by now.
There was a barely perceptible mist. In fact, it was so slight, I was trying to figure out what it was, but it wasn't much.
Do you have to use the wipers on the windshield?
I did, just to see if it was, you know, is this a mist or is this like sticky stuff from the leaves on
the
trees? But it wiped, so I was like, it's a very, very, very slight mist.
Tree sap.
Not much.
Okay. Today is Wednesday, July 17th, and we had a partly cloudy day with spotty showers. South Central Kansas Tuesday, Wichita's high temperature was 96 degrees. Normal high for the date, 93. On this date in 1989, severe thunderstorms broke out from South Dakota to Louisiana. There were 126 reports of large hail and damaging winds. Thunderstorm winds reached 90 miles per hour in Peggs. That's located in extreme northeast Oklahoma. That was on this date in 1989. Let's go back a little further to 1955. Big day for baby boomers. Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California, after its $17 million year-long construction.
The happiest place on earth.
The park drew a million visitors in its first 10 weeks. $17 million in those days
Well, yeah,
huge amount of money.
Walt was going into big time debt to build that thing and didn't know if it was going to work or not. He tapped into the boomer.
My family, we got out there the next year. I mean,
see,
we got there early, so I've been there twice now. What do you call it? The land of what?
Well, it's the happiest place on earth.
Happiest place on earth. That's it. Okay. The Mickey Mouse, big Mickey Mouse thing on the grass right there in front. Okay.
I've only been one time, Thanksgiving Day, 1988, but boy, I'd love to go back, even though I wouldn't like the price tag of having to go back.
Probably not, Shoppers paused their spending in June from May, defying economic forecasts for a pullback and proving their resilience in the face of an uncertain economy. Retail sales were unchanged in June from May after being revised upward to a 0.3% increase in May. That's according to the Commerce Department report Tuesday. Last month, April sales were revised downward, a 0.2% decline from unchanged. Sales rose 0.6% in March, 0.9% in February. That comes after sales fell 1.1% in January. Anyway, it's apparently there's still a lot of strength out there. I haven't seen any figures on Amazon Day, Prime Day yesterday. Have you seen? I haven't seen a thing on that, Ted. Have you? Maybe they have any figures on that.
I'm sure they made a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm sure the
company always does.
Had an incident in Milwaukee. Police officers shooting and killing a man about a mile from the Republican National Convention. This shooting occurred in Milwaukee's King Park, where officers responded to a report of two men fighting, one of them reportedly armed with a knife, according to the Milwaukee Police Department. Although numerous sources are reporting police opened fire on the man with the knife, what led to the shooting has not been revealed. Other sources say the police officers who fired the shots were from Ohio. There are a lot of police officers from all over the place in Milwaukee right now, as you can imagine. And it appears the incident had nothing to do with the RNC. It was just a shooting less than a mile from the convention. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Yeah, the convention's underway and speeches being made, and we'll keep you updated on that throughout this morning with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's coming up on 6:17 here on this Wednesday morning, and it's time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, last night we had the 94th Major League Baseball All-Star Game. 39,000 fans at the game in Arlington, Texas last night. The American League beat the National League 5-3. Some of the folks we were watching, the starting third baseman for the National League, former Wichita State Shocker Alec Bohm in his first All-Star Game. And the Philadelphia Phillies 1-for-2 at the plate in his All-Star debut.
Hey.
And the Royals had two of their starting pitchers appearing in relief last night. Cole Reagans threw a scoreless sixth inning, then Seth Lugo threw a scoreless seventh inning, and both got to throw to their usual battery mate, the catcher, Salvador Perez, who caught the final four innings for the American League. And you also had Bobby Witt Jr., another first-timer in the game for the Royals. He made a nice play at shortstop for defense in the sixth inning to help out his buddy on the mound, Cole Reagans. So there's your All-Star Game rundown. The American League has won 10 of the last 11 All-Star Games. 2.5 hours, under 2.5 hours. 2 hours and 28 minutes last night. Shortest All-Star Game in 36 years.
Yeah.
So the pitch clock kept things moving. And the American League got the win last night. Speaking of the Kansas City Royals, the final half of the Major League Baseball draft took place yesterday with 10 more rounds, 11 through 20. Guess what? The Royals took 5 more college pitchers. So the total in the 3-day draft, the Royals took 15 pitchers of their 20 picks.
Wow.
2 outfielders, 1 infielder, 1 catcher, and 1 two-way player. 16 of the 20 picks, college pitchers. And the other 4 were high school players. So it's obvious what the Royals were stocking up on.
You bet.
Is pitching and a little more seasoned pitching. This sad news, former Wichita State basketball player Henry Carr died yesterday at the age of 59, younger brother of Shocker star Antoine Carr. Henry, like his brother, went to Heights High School and played at Wichita State. In fact, Henry's senior year with the Shockers, he averaged 12 points and 7 rebounds a game on a team that went to the NCAA tournament. Then he was drafted by the Los Angeles Clippers. Former Wichita State player Henry Carr died yesterday at the age of 59. Take a look at pro basketball in the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas yesterday. For the Denver Nuggets in action, former Kansas Jayhawk Parker Brown. He had 4 rebounds, had an assist, a steal, and a blocked shot. Former Jayhawk Parker Brown, who's looking to get a roster spot with the Denver Nuggets, along with his brother.
Christian Brown, who plays for the Nuggets, of course. Happy birthday today to a good basketball name here, Kevin Pritchard, the former Kansas Jayhawk. He is 57 years old today. Played for KU. In fact, Pritchard's sophomore year, he was the starting point guard on the 1998 NCAA championship team. Drafted in the second round by the Golden State Warriors, played 4 years in the NBA, but his mark on the NBA has been in the front office. He is the current president of basketball operations for the Indiana Pacers. Okay. Former Kansas Jayhawk, Kevin Pritchard, celebrating a birthday today. He is 57 years old. That's Sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. That's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. Hey, I wanted to mention the musical Hello Dolly. I'm in the show, and opening night's tomorrow night. We have a four-night run, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. Hello Dolly at St. James Episcopal Church right there at Douglas and Roosevelt in the College Hill neighborhood, put on by the Guildhall Players. So you can look us up on your social media, the Guildhall Players. Phone number for reservations is 683-5686. Once again, that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Four nights only. We'll have a dress rehearsal tonight, and we'll be ready to go for tomorrow night.
You ready to go then.
And I understand tickets are going quite brisk.
Ooh,
briskly.
You better
so
call
if
or
you want to
get in there.
Call or make sure you get your tickets. They're going fast. Ooh. So Hello Dolly, four nights only, starting tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at St. James Episcopal at Douglas and Roosevelt. And that's Sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Working Weird Hours and Your Health. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 now, 76 degrees. At the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee Tuesday evening, former GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley took the stage to throw her support behind the nominee, former President Donald Trump.
President Trump asked me to speak to this convention in the name of unity.
Haley served as United Nations ambassador in the Trump administration and opposed Trump in the presidential primaries.
A loaded handgun was found in a carry-on bag at Eisenhower National Airport in Wichita last weekend. Security detected the firearm before a flight Sunday. Officials say a .40 caliber Springfield XD was loaded. It had a total of 16 rounds. The traveler faces a possible fine of up to $15,000 and may face suspension from TSA PreCheck. This is the 12th firearm seized by Wichita Airport Security this year.
The Kansas Food Bank held a ribbon cutting Tuesday at their new hub in Garden City. They hope to increase food distribution by 50%. Kansas Food Bank President Brian Walker says it will alleviate food insecurity in the area.
People in more rural areas of the state, they have to drive further to a grocery store. It costs them more. And so hunger, in our minds, in rural areas are just as important as it is in urban areas.
The hub was made possible with the help of a $10 million capital campaign.
Authorities have been receiving intelligence regarding an Iranian plot to kill former President Trump. Fox's David Spunt with more from the Justice Department.
Three federal law enforcement sources confirmed to Fox News that at some point in recent time, there was a threat from a confidential human source to the Department of Homeland Security about an assassination plot involving the Iranian regime and Donald Trump as the victim. It was passed from Homeland Security to the Secret Service. The Secret Service falls underneath the Department of Homeland Security umbrella. And apparently, Donald Trump's security was increased. His Secret Service security was increased over the last few weeks and months. Critics are asking how that's possible given the fact that he was almost assassinated himself and almost lost his life.
The plot does not appear to be connected to the assassination attempt on the former president in Pennsylvania.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez says he will fight the guilty verdicts on corruption charges handed down Tuesday.
Senator Menendez, after court, said this case is not over.
I have every faith
that the law and the facts did not sustain that decision, and that we will be successful upon appeal.
Senator Menendez has not changed his plans to run as an independent for his Senate seat. Top Democrats are pushing him to resign. Should Menendez refuse, the Senate could move to expel him. It would need a two-thirds vote to do it. That step would be up to the majority leader or the Senate's Ethics Committee. It is not a requirement to pursue expulsion even after a conviction. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
One congressman is introducing a bill to eliminate income taxes on overtime pay.
The Keep Every Extra Penny, or KEEP Act, is hoping to put money back in the pockets of workers.
We got to get back to the culture of work, rewarding those workers, and I think that'll go a long way into putting a little boost into our economy.
Idaho Congressman Russ Fulcher's bill would eliminate income taxes on overtime pay. It's part of a number of proposals Republicans have been discussing leading up to the RNC. Former President Trump has floated the idea of eliminating taxes on tips, while some Republicans have said if the GOP takes over the House, Senate, and White House, they'll propose the Super Bowl of tax packages. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Enjoy sweet heat relief today. Now, it's still going to be warm with a high of 87, but definitely not as hot as the last couple of days. Mostly to partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of an early shower or storm. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now, cloudy skies, 76 degrees, and we have a northeast wind at 12 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:34, Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS, and I'm taking a quick look at the radar this morning. We've had some light stuff, almost rain, some light rain through the area over the past few hours. Ted, you saw an almost rain, almost mist.
Not much.
There's a radar is indicating a pretty good area of showers now to the west and to the south of Wichita, and all kind of moving to the southeast. And if you're going down toward, Sumner and Cowley County, you could be seeing some rain right now. And a lot of it over to the southeast corner of the state. Let me come back out a little bit and see. Yeah, back of that, the rest of the state's almost clear. But there are some spotty showers showing up on radar here in the Wichita area this morning. And at least the temperature's giving us a little relief. Yeah, 76 degrees.
Yeah, now. 2 days ago we're at 105.
Yeah.
Gotten down about 20 degrees now.
96 yesterday's high. So, this is the 17th day of July. Coincidentally, on this date in 1902, Willis Carrier produced a set of designs for what would become the world's first modern air conditioning system.
Oh, bless his heart.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
What a great idea. Yeah. Thank you for inventing that.
I was trying to think.
That has changed the world.
I was trying to think the first home I lived in that was air conditioned. The first home I remember, we didn't have air conditioning. We had in the living room, the only place in the house, a giant box in the window that was a water cooled fan. A hose was hooked up to it. It kept a little bit of water in the bottom tray and was turned on. The fan blew over the top of that and it was really nice. It had no refrigerants or anything like that, but it cooled like one room. The rest of the house, it was fans in the door and the windows open. We didn't have central air until we moved back to Wichita's 61, I guess it was.
Well, even when you tour those old homes, like the castle in Riverside, that place didn't. That's why they have those big verandas and windows on the south side. So in the summer, you at least get some summer breeze coming through there from the south.
I had to.
To try to mitigate some of that heat.
My aunt and uncle living in Kansas City up there in Overland Park, they never had. All the time they lived in this house, they never had refrigerated air conditioning. They just opened the doors and sometimes let it blow through.
That's how humans did it for centuries. You just open the doors and let the breeze come in.
And Tom and Janice both just passed away in the last 10 or 12 years, and they still don't have it in that house.
Wow.
They just said, hey, it's not healthy. And they got used to it. And they had a lot of trees around, a lot of shade. So most of the time it was okay. The Paris Olympics. Less than 2 weeks
We're
away.
Close, yeah.
A big question over the games, will the Seine River be clean enough for athletes to swim in there in Paris?
Uh-oh.
Triathlon and marathon swimming are scheduled to take place in the Seine, where it has been illegal to swim for nearly a century due to pollution levels. Paris invested $1.5 billion in building infrastructure to catch more stormwater.
And yet,
when it rains, but with the games quickly approaching, it's unclear whether those efforts will have paid off in time.
Sounds like a bad idea. Somebody had a bright idea and it's not working.
You just take the money and buy a pool.
Ugh.
Build a swimming pool. You're trying to tell me the French couldn't come up with a swimming pool for the Olympics?
You can't do the triathlon in a swimming pool.
Well, that's true.
What was the other
event? You're right, it is triathlon. So maybe they have to go out to the ocean.
What was the other event?
That was it.
The triathlon and what else? I thought you said
the marathon
things.
Swimming.
Marathon swimming. Okay, so you can't. These are non-pool events.
Okay. Well,
you could just do a lot of laps, I suppose.
Just
go to the channel.
There you go. It's not that far away.
That's what
they can do that.
You got to figure that out.
Yeah, why not? KNSS News time now, coming up on 6:38 here on this Wednesday morning. And go ahead. It's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom. Okay. Is Tom with us this morning?
Oh, he must have been swimming in the Seine.
Oh. Huh.
Or the Walnut River over in Butler County.
It could be.
Got tied up.
All right. Stephen Ted here on this Wednesday morning. And let's see what else we got this morning. King Charles III has bestowed a royal title on a rare golden goat breed. From now on, the breed will be known for its connection to the island of Guernsey. It will have the special title of Royal Golden Guernsey Goat.
Ah!
Title was bestowed Tuesday during the king's visit to the island
in the
English Channel. It will apply to the livestock breed everywhere in the world. The goats are a rare breed and considered at risk on the rare breeds watch list. Naming goats, that's something kings get to do.
Ah.
6:39, let's take another look at Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures traded two-sided Tuesday, with most contracts unable to secure new highs for the week. Now, other than the August feeder cattle, the cattle complex closed on the positive side. Boxed beef prices continue to slip lower. It was quiet in our feed yards yesterday after seeing lower prices being paid last week. Lean hog futures had a big day of higher prices and closed with triple-digit gains yesterday. And Friday is the monthly cattle on feed report. At the close yesterday, August live cattle 55 cents higher, 182.67. August feeders down 15 cents at 258.62. And August lean hogs $2.85 higher, 91.27. Now, mixed trading Tuesday ended positive for the corn and the soybeans, but negative for the wheat futures. The Kansas City, Chicago, and Minneapolis wheat all made new contract lows yesterday. And it appears that China is buying some Brazilian corn now. Egypt bought 770,000 metric tons of wheat from Russia and Bulgaria. The Dow scored a new all-time record high yesterday for the third straight session, and trading overnight in the grains has been higher. At the moment, September Kansas City wheat 9.25 cents higher at 559.5. December corn up 3 pennies at 411.75. November soybeans 5.5 higher at 1048.75. August crude oil 36 cents higher at 81.12. August gold up $8.5 at $2,476.10. September S&P down 59 points at 5658. September dollar index 54 cents lower at $103.42. And September Dow Jones futures down 131 points at 41,125. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Driving across the state of Missouri last week, as we did, my family and I, it was noticeable, all the corn. I mean, they have a lot of corn in Missouri, as you know. Do we know, when do you decide to cut that? Because this looked like this all was about 5 or 6 feet high. How high does that have to be before you say, we got to go in there and get the ears off those things?
Well, are you talking about cutting for corn silage, or are we talking about picking corn that we do in the fall?
Well, I was thinking about picking corn because I don't care about silage. I rarely eat that.
Well, it has nothing really to do with the height of the corns.
Really? Okay.
It has to do with the kernels on the ear and seeing them dry down to the point where it can be managed.
Okay.
And, you know, that's the whole key there is, you know, seeing that corn dent the kernels and then dry down.
Well, I've always said never tell a secret in the field because corn has ears, you know.
I've heard that.
And potatoes have eyes.
That's right, too.
Well, you know it's time to cut when the corn is as high as an elephant's eye.
There you go. What's that from? Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
There you go.
Great lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein.
Elephant's eye. Okay. Thank you, Tom. Check with you again tomorrow. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities on the way. Don Grant, CFE, the Money Tracker. Don't let the kids ruin your retirement.
Aha!
That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. Stephen, 10 of the morning, KNSS, 647 now, 76 degrees, three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commission are looking at budget proposals for next year.
Two.
15-year-old arrested after a shooting of a man in Old Town.
One.
Republican leaders making speeches at the National Convention in Milwaukee. Three big things, Stephen, Ted on KNSS.
We still have some showers in the area as far as traffic conditions are concerned. Now to the west of the city, definitely seeing some rain out that direction. And it's going to go across the city right now. So, within the next several minutes. So you're going to get some wet roadways here in the Wichita area. And just remember, if you've got to keep the windshield wipers going, or if you have to have the windshield wipers going, you have to keep those headlights on as well. Now we're getting word of an injury traffic accident, Pawnee and Seneca. Watch out for a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
We have a 30% chance for early rain today, becoming sunny later on with a high of 87 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 64. Thursday sunny, tomorrow's high 85 degrees. Now a cloudy sky. 76 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The suspected killer of a Louisiana mother and child has been arraigned.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man in Louisiana has pleaded not guilty to killing his girlfriend and her young daughter as the district attorney moves to seek the death penalty. 36-year-old Daniel Callahan entered his plea on murder and kidnapping charges. Callie Burnett was found murdered in the bedroom of her southern Louisiana home last month. The 35-year-old's children, who had been reported missing by their father, were nowhere to be found when her body was found. Callahan was found 130 miles away in Jackson, Mississippi, trying to find an unlocked house. The body of Burnett's four-year-old daughter, Erin, was found nearby. Burnett's older daughter, Jaylee, was found alive in a dirt pit next to her sister. Police found small cages on the scene and said it looked like a human trafficking operation. The FBI said that Callahan told an investigator he wanted to keep the older child as a sex slave. Callahan was arrested along with an accomplice, 32-year-old Victoria Cox. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Good news about the economy brought a record-setting day for the Dow on Wall Street.
Stocks ending higher with the Dow surging and notching a new record close as earnings season revs up and after the latest retail sales data showed that the U.S. economy is still robust. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors closing in the green with industrials and healthcare among the biggest gainers while tech lagged. Shares of Amazon were up slightly as its 10th Prime Day gets underway. The sales event runs through Wednesday and is exclusively for Prime members. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Goldman Sachs, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, Merck, and Chevron. The Dow up 743 points for its best day in a year. The Nasdaq up 37. S&P 500 up 36 for its 39th record close of the year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Don't let the kids ruin your retirement. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is here as always this morning. Good morning, Don.
They already ruined your life.
Yeah,
they
ruined everything else.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
My daughters, I love them to death.
Sure.
You know, when the nest finally empties and the youngest child is off on her own, mom and dad get a raise. Woohoo!
Yay.
Well, they can finally spend on themselves, not the kids they have raised and supported since birth. Well, that's the way we all hope that it happens. Then, slap in the face, reality check. We lament about health care and long-term care costs in retirement, but your kids may be a big threat to a comfortable retirement. College is expensive, and parents may be paying off loans that they incurred in order to give little Johnny a jump start in his career. But the subsidization of kidlings can continue well into post-college adulthood. Pew Research issued a report showing that financial independence among young adults continues to be delayed. Just a couple of years ago, about 16% of 25 to 35-year-olds were living at home. That's 5 percentage points higher than the so-called Xers that preceded the millennial generation. The most immediate potential drain to your retirement would be if you support an adult child is getting in way of you fully funding your retirement accounts. Now, are you sacrificing put it in way for you and your spouse because Janie needs you to subsidize her rent in New York City? If you don't already have enough in the portfolio to fund the lifestyle that you expect to have in retirement, the subsidies to the kids need to stop. Do not sacrifice your retirement for the kids. Don't worry. They'll still love you. The same goes for funding college. It's often wiser to borrow for college with loans that are in your kids' names. Do not co-sign unless you want to potentially end up paying it off. This way, you'll be able to fully fund your retirement, and chances are that you'll be able to help the kids pay off that student loan debt once you know that you have your retirement set. There are a lot of people who are getting their Social Security right now dinged because of student loans, believe it or not. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
Several years ago, there was a movie. I think Ron Howard directed it. It's called Parenthood.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? I thought that was an interesting little movie. It really captured a lot of different personalities and how they move in and out of a family. The one that I liked, I think Tom Hulce was the actor's name.
Oh yeah,
the guy who was Amadeus. And he was the kid, the son who came back and always had a big deal going.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Turns
out
he's in trouble with the mafia.
Yeah. Well, remember Mrs. Robinson, or what was that movie?
Graduate.
The Graduate. Yeah, plastics. Get into plastics.
Got one word to say.
Yes, sir.
Plastics.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Well, anyway, they're always your kids. Once they're your kids. See, today is National Tattoo Day.
Oh.
Recognizing the history, culture, and artists dedicated to etching ink permanently on the skin.
I'm all tatted up.
Are you?
Yeah, look at this right here.
Yeah.
Big old tats.
How about that?
Yeah.
That looks like the place where you attempted suicide that time.
Yeah. No, they're on my wrist. They're each one represents each one of my daughters, and they have the same little tattoo. They're just little symbols that we came up with that mean something to us.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the big KNSS on your forehead looks good, too.
Yeah. Well, I put it on backwards, so when I take selfies, it ends up going straight, you know.
I'm thinking about doing a tattoo of maybe a toupee.
On your head?
Yeah. What do you think, Ted?
Tattoo some hair.
Yeah. Give it a go.
I've really never had good hair, ever.
I think you ought to tattoo it and have a little wisp come down like Superman.
Maybe a little widow's point or something.
Yeah.
That would be good. Evidence of humans making their bodies with permanent designs have existed for thousands of years, you know. Egyptians and ice mummies reveal several forms of religious and status symbols.
Well,
and
Wichita Indians.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wichita actually is roughly translated to raccoon eyes because they had tattoos around their eyes
is that true?
It is true, and women had it on their chins, I believe.
That's kind of disturbing, eh?
And it's as we say on the river tours thing, and it's not unlike what you find down at the food court at the Riverfest.
And remember that Popeye has a big anchor on his forearm there.
Oh yeah.
tattoos.
Well, you've got one on your bicep that it ripples, and the woman does belly dancing because of your muscles just rippling, right?
Had a coach in football at West High. His name was Dick Bannister.
Okay.
He wore the shorts for the practice that came down to his knees, football pants.
Okay.
A tattoo of a hula girl on his calf.
Oh, that must have been cool.
That wasn't,
as heck.
Wasn't the talk of the football team. Hey, coach.
Wow.
A hula girl. Man. All right, tattoo day, guys. Coming up, we thank you. And coming up, we got 7 o'clock hour at the top of the hour news this morning. Republicans taking center stage in Milwaukee. We've got a lot to say. And the budgets are up for some talk here over the next few weeks. That's on the way with Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS.